The Lord be with you. Please be seated. It's cold, isn't it? It's weather like this where walking down the street with your mask on is great because it keeps an element of warmth. When you have it on, you're able to breathe into your own face going, this is warm. Just note, not too much heavy breathing as you go. I hope you are well. I hope as we continue in through our now season of Epiphany, for what we're going to be thinking and looking at Jesus' baptism and what that is for us and the beauty of tradition, the beauty of ancient things of the past that are still so relevant for today. And yet tradition seems to be really questioned because of COVID. Because of the things that we can do or the things that we can't do. But the beautiful principles of tradition we can still hold fast in our hearts, in our minds, to remind ourselves and others of the beauty of this wonderful, rich inheritance we have as God's people. But let us quieten our hearts before we pray together our collect for purity. And so we pray. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of God has dawned upon the world through our Savior Jesus Christ, who sacrificed himself for us to purify a people as his own. So we confess our sins in penitence and faith. You raised the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. You bring pardon and peace to the broken in heart. Christ, have mercy. You make one by your Spirit the torn and divided, but we fall short of the glory of God. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness and keep us in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us stand as we say the Gloria together. Glory to God in the highest and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. And our collect for this morning. Spirit of energy and change, in whose power Jesus was anointed to be the hope of the nations, be poured out also upon us without reserve or distinction, that we may have confidence and strength to implant your justice on the earth through Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. Our first reading this morning is from the book of Acts, chapter 8, beginning at verse 14. Now when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, For as yet the Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Our eyes have seen your salvation, a light to enlighten the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. And if you can, please stand. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Luke chapter 3, beginning at verse 15. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. As the people were filled with expectation and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. When the children were younger, and I'm saying this to make this justifiable in how we used to read Winnie the Pooh. A.A. Mill had all these incredible stories of Winnie the Pooh. It is a known fact that Rue and I might still read Winnie the Pooh ourselves in secret. Not that the children don't enjoy it still, but we love the stories. And there's some incredible truths or things that can make us think about how Winnie the Pooh observes and sees life. There is one story where Winnie the Pooh, his experience when he's coming down the stairs is that he must bump his head every time he comes down the stairs because Christopher Robin will hold Winnie the Pooh by the leg and will just drag him down the stairs. So Winnie the Pooh's experience when he's going down the stairs is he's banging his head as he goes down. And every time in this story, Winnie the Pooh is like, there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way. And I often think when we think of baptism, when we think of what this incredible experience that we have as God's people with baptism and with the vows that are made potentially on our behalf if we were baptized as children, or the vows that we've taken on ourselves if we were baptized as adults, or if you were baptized as a child, you will know that in the tradition that we have within the Church of Ireland, in your confirmation, you then take on those baptismal vows to be your vows. And what it looks like as we continue in the thought of the vows that we made in baptism, of what it is to be a shining light as we think through the season of Epiphany, this light in the darkness. There has to be a better way. And I am not saying that, oh, there has to be something better than baptism. I'm not saying that. There has to be something better than confirmation. I'm not saying that. But it is quite possible that this is the better way. What it is to be baptized, not just with water, but with Holy Spirit. Taking on and the receiving of Holy Spirit as we walk or as we bump ourselves through life. It would be twee of me to say that COVID is a bump. For us who have experienced this, this is huge. I saw a funny picture the other day of someone saying, because we have now experienced this pandemic, I can understand why in the Renaissance, all pictures of naked people, they looked quite chubby. And in pandemic times, there are people where they find themselves stuck at home, they might be nibbling on a chocolate biscuit more than what they potentially would usually. The humor of being able to look back on something that happened in the past can sometimes belittle what we experience ourselves in the present. In 100 years from now, people will look back and hear of this pandemic of COVID-19, just like we do with the Spanish flu, as it keeps on being related back to that. And we see it in the last couple of years, and they just got on with it. We don't think about these things unless we experience it. Here's Jesus, the Son of God, Jehovah, being fully human, experiencing what it is to be human, seeking out baptism, seeing the beauty of what baptism is, in saying, I submit myself to Christ, to God, to the Christ, the universal Christ that is here for all of us. And in this tradition of what John is calling people into, even and Jesus saying, it's not that he needed forgiveness for sin, but he is submitting himself to what it is to be fully human. That experience, not that this is a bump, but this is the beauty of God's creation, God becoming human. God's greatest creation, humanity, in this creation where God is wanting to have relationship, in how God has pursued humanity throughout all of time. And Jesus in his baptism, and the Father, this is my Son, my beloved, who I am well pleased. What memories have you got? Not just of your baptism, but of witnessing maybe other people's baptisms. What that looks like. How we can see a sprinkling of water or full submersion or symbolic acts and markings on people with water to remind people of who they are called to be in Jesus. This better way that Winnie the Pooh thinks of as he's walking or being pulled down the stairs, we can look, of course, there's a better way. The world is asking, what is the better way? And yet we have an answer in Jesus Christ, in the Son of God, in the marking of Holy Spirit, in the love of the Father, the triune God who has come to bring light into this darkness and for us to be those speckles of light in the darkness which may surround us. Can I encourage you over these next few days to think about those baptismal vows or confirmation vows of what it is to submit yourself wholly to the Lord as we enter into this new year? And enter into all that God continues to bless us with, in how we can be and bring that blessing to those around us. Jesus, in his full submission to humanity, to bring the full expression of God's love for all. That is our charge. That is our privilege in the relationship that we have to bring it to those around us. Let us affirm our faith. we will affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, revealed as Lord of all. So we say together, though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for you are ever with us and never leave us. You are our Creator, Redeemer, and Guide. We come from you. We belong to you. We will return to you. Blessed are you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We give thanks for all your baptized and faithful people. May we all rejoice in your presence and in your power. We pray your blessings on all who are thinking about baptism or confirmation or ordination. We pray for church schools and Sunday schools, for Bible classes and study groups. We remember all who are seekers and long to know you. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who are beginning new work or new ventures. We remember especially any who are leaving home for the first time. We ask your blessing upon those forming new relationships and all who are newly married. We pray for those who have the care of young families, and we remember all who are struggling at this time. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for our own homes and loved ones. We ask your blessing upon parents and godparents, upon children and godchildren. We pray for all who influence our lives by their teaching or by their example. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all who are struggling with life, those who are burdened with guilt or anger, all who have memories that disturb them. We remember all who are ill at home or in hospital, especially any who feel lonely or unwanted. We pray for anyone who has been taken into care in these recent weeks. Lord, in your mercy. And we take a moment of silence now to lift up our own personal prayers to you. Lord, in your mercy. We give thanks for all who have enriched our lives by their goodness and their care. We pray for friends and loved ones who are departed from us. We think in particular of Daphne Goodbody, mother of Owen Goodbody, who passed away in this recent week. May she and all know your love in the fullness of life eternal. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, if you can, please stand. Our Savior Christ is the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And give each other a wave, a wink, a nod from wherever you are standing. Please be seated. Lord, accept your people's gifts, not gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but hearts and voices raised in praise of Jesus Christ, our light and our salvation. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen." And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. and the gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Amen. John and George will bring around our communion now. So the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your own Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have private prayer on Thursdays from 10 till 12, and on Friday we have our coffee morning back at 10:30. Till 12, and this Sunday we have our communion service at 9:30 and our outdoor gathering at 10:30. As we said previously, our 11:30 indoor, we're just going to hold off for the next couple of weeks, just the way numbers and everything is at present, and as everyone is stating, being outside is far safer than being inside, and we're going to continue with that. Our online services are still up and running, and you are getting hounded by the office with all sorts of emails that go out as well. But as you receive this blessing, again, this is for you, but it is for you to be this blessing and to bring this blessing to those around you. So Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and his peace. May you be reminded of your baptismal or confirmation vows. May you know what it is to submit to Christ in all things, to be open to the voice of Holy Spirit, and to know the heart of the Father as he looks upon you with such love and grace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace. to love and serve the Lord.